You're listening to Comedy Central.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the rise of online retailers, it seems like everything is getting delivered to our doorstep. Last year, my cousin was pregnant and her baby showed up in an Amazon envelope. Yeah, they saved on hospital bills and free shipping. But if you're one of the millions of people waiting for a holiday package to be delivered to you, you better watch out, because some assholes are coming to town.
Faster than they arrive, packages can disappear. Tonight, porch pirates are striking across the country, just as a record number of deliveries are being made. Captured on camera, but not always caught by police, the New York Times says nationwide, more than 1.7 million packages are stolen or go missing every day. 90,000 in New York City alone. An astonishing $25 million in lost goods and services across the country.
Sweet Lord, 2 million packages stolen a day. 90,000 in New York alone. I mean, I only steal like two or three a week, but I guess it adds up. And by the way, why is the news calling them porch pirates? These people just steal shit. That's just called thief. Don't be making people sound cooler than they are. Oh, I'm a Walgreens pirate. No, you're a shoplifter. A real porch pirate would attack your porch with a crew and then take it over. Yeah, the house would still be yours, but every morning you'd have to swashbuckle your way to your car. He's like, yeah, ha, 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 I'm out. Ah, shit, I forgot my phone. We're like, ah, you win this time, Steve. But we'll see you when the sun sets. Ah. Actually, I have a lot of work, so I'm going to be home late. Ah, again, Steve? Your marriage is suffering. Ah, the other day, your son called me dad. But no matter what you call them, stolen packages are clearly an epidemic, and the police have come up with a few novel solutions to fight this crime.
The rampant theft has the Sheriff's Department in Washington County, Oregon, going on offense, planting bait packages on front steps to catch culprits and deter potential criminals.
Once the package is picked up, police use a combination of GPS, cell phone signal, even radio frequency to track it down.
In Round Rock, Texas, one police station creating Operation Front Porch. Instead of risking theft at your home, you have your packages sent to the police station for pickup.
We'll store it and categorize it, and we ask you to come pick it up within 3 days.
A place where you keep your packages secure so customers can come pick them up? My man, you just invented a store. And don't get me wrong, it's nice that the police are helping, but I'm gonna be honest, I think the police already have too many jobs in America. Police have to solve crimes, they have to direct traffic, they have to find shelter for the homeless, they have to do social work, answer white ladies calling 911, now they're working retail too? So what, you're gonna have cops coming up to your car window like, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Cause we got these new boots you're gonna love. So, the police are doing what they can to stop package theft, but in many cases, you're gonna wanna call animal control as well.
A Los Angeles homeowner can rest easy after learning who was stealing packages from his front door. You see it right there. Turns out it was this little guy. Surveillance video caught the sneaky squirrel in the act, grabbing an Amazon package and dragging it away. It appears the porch pirate has been pretty active. The owner says he frequently finds his packages in the bushes around the apartment complex.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming, huh? A squirrel stealing packages. I bet you thought it would be like a raccoon, because they look like criminals with that mask. But you know what? That's profiling. Because statistically, squirrels and raccoons steal at the same rate, but no one suspects the squirrels because of cute privilege. You know what's funny about this whole thing, though? Is because the squirrel takes the package and then throws it away in the bush, it's almost like the squirrel is hoping they're gonna be acorns in there and always gets disappointed, just like, damn it, another iPhone. Someday, they'll have to buy acorns. It's all anybody eats. It's all anybody eats. So when you're having gifts delivered this holiday season, please keep an eye on your packages. And if you forget to buy someone a gift, at least now you have the perfect excuse. Yarr, it was the porch pirate. Arr.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.